Birch Gold, folks, listen, your wallet, you may have the same amount of money in it today or tomorrow, but you know what inflation does? It makes the money buy less and less and less. It does the same for your savings account. You've got to protect your assets and your money. So how are you hedging and protecting against inflation? Well, do what I do. Use Birch Gold, B-I-R-C-H. That's right. I buy gold from Birch Gold, done it multiple times, and you can too. And listen to this. If you text Dan, D-A-N, to 989898 for your free information kit on gold, you'll get a free gold bar with any purchase by December 22nd. But you have to claim your offer by Black Friday. Text Dan to 989898. Secure your future with gold. Birch Gold. Do it today. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Message and data rates apply.
Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. What do I tell you about the Democrats all the time? If you want to know what devious schemes and scams are up to, they'll always tell you. People who lie. You ever read the book People of the Lie by, Scott Peck? Scott Peck.
I never have.
It's an amazing, but he wrote The Road Less Traveled, which was a bestseller for like 700 years. It's another amazing book, by the way, The Road Less Traveled. But People of the Lie is an incredible book about sociopaths who lie about everything all the time. And the thing about people who lie is they always kind of seep out the truth. It's almost as if they want to get caught, or that they're so in love with the fact that they got away with a lie that they're kind of semi-bragging about it and outing themselves. Does that make sense? Has anyone seen this in their personal life? It happens all the time. People like, there's a side of them wanted to tell the truth. The politicians are the same way. Biden did it last night. Forget the whole ridiculosity of this being, it's so stupid. It was a waste of everybody's time. Semi-mega-maga nonsense, fascist, deplorable. We all heard it. Even Democrat candidates, by the way, I'm reading, are annoyed about Biden's speech because they want the guy to just shut up until election day because everybody hates him. No, I'm not kidding. It's even in Politico playbook this morning. Democrat candidates around the country are like, Joe, please sit down and shut up. Nobody wants to see you until election day because nobody wants to be reminded about the catastrophe and the apocalypse you've brought on this country. So I'm not even going to get into the other crap. It was so stupid. But this part was interesting. Here's Biden discussing delayed counts and balloting and delayed election counts and how mail-in balloting, you know, it's such a great thing and all. And I told you, they'll always give up the scheme if you just listen. Check this out.
We know that more and more ballots are cast in early voting or by mail in America. We know that many states don't start counting those ballots until after the polls close on November 8th. That means in some cases, we won't know the winner of the election for a few days until after, a few days after the election.
Folks, they love this. You see how he talks about this? What is he doing here? You know, Joe, you sensing it? He's prepping the battle.
He's setting it up, man.
Right. The fact that in the world's most advanced economy, matter of fact, the most advanced economy in the history of this rock we call Earth, right? That unlike other countries, we can't count ballots on election day. Is ridiculous. Folks, how freaking hard is this? Someone comes in to vote, they scratch off the box, the vote gets counted in a counter. Is this hard? Joe, I'm a little confused how this works. You go there, the vote is counted. How come it takes days to count this stuff? Election day is a day. And there's early voting. Yeah, even worse. Why can't we just count it as it comes in?
Right, yeah.
Well, I'll give you the answer. Because they don't want to count it when they come in. More in a minute, but first. We all know the power of the IRS, and yes, it can be scary. But did you know this? The IRS has been putting more and more warnings in their letters, like we may speak to your neighbor, employer, or others if needed. Or how about this one? The IRS may communicate with all other agencies about your case, such as the Justice Department. And then, of course, if you owe over $50,000, the IRS may restrict or revoke your passport. Folks, when it comes to the IRS, you're crazy to try to deal with them on your own. Get the expert help you need today and call my friends at Rush Tax Resolution. Like one client, let's call him Frank. He owed over $1 million and Rush Tax settled with the IRS for $5,900. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and they'll only take your case if they know they can help, period. Call the pros at Rush Tax now to find out upfront and for free what kind of relief you qualify for. Folks, when it comes to the IRS, you're crazy to try to deal with them on your own. Get the expert help you need today and call my friends at Rush Tax Resolution. It's 800-217-3715, 217-3715 or rushtaxresolution.com/Dan. If you're looking for a firearm that's easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from Henry Repeating Arms. It's a portable rifle you can put together and take apart in a few minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case it comes in. It's so small, it can be stored anywhere, in a go bag, anywhere. It's light enough to carry everywhere. Comes in black and two different camo patterns. You can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. You can watch a few videos at henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, be sure to order their free catalog. Henry makes more than 200 rifles, shotguns, and revolvers, and they're all made in America, backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website. It's henryusa.com, and be sure to order a free catalog. They'll send it with free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals and to see the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Why would they not want to count it when they come in? Because, ladies and gentlemen, delay time between Election Day and the announcement of a winner allows the media and Democrat activist groups to sow chaos while the vote counting period is extended. Gee, where did that happen? Oh, the 2020 election? Pennsylvania, he's up, he's down, he's up, he's down. 1 week, 2 weeks. Oh, what a, they want this. You understand the Democrats want this? Notice Biden's not condemning in that thing, in that little clip I just played thing. He's not condemning the fact that the world's most advanced economy magically can't figure out how to count a freaking vote. He's saying it to get people used to this idea because he wants this and believes it's a good thing.
Bingo.
Thank you. They want, if they could extend this thing out to a month until they're sworn in, they would do it. Because then if they lose, but they lose by a sliver, it gives them time to use their media activists to sue, sow chaos, wink and nod that something was stolen like Hillary Clinton and Stacey Abrams did, and sue themselves to what they call sue to blue. They want this. Just listen to them. If there's one thing, without sounding like a pretentious jerk, so I'm sorry in advance if it comes off this way, but there's one lesson I hope you take from this show, tactically speaking, political tactics. I hope you listen to the news differently. It's the one thing I picked out. Another thing he did in there, not only does he, you know, wink and nod about how wonderful it is that these votes will be counted way past Election Day. Sue to blue, baby. Extend that time out. Don't call them on election. Don't you dare call it on election night. Another thing he talked about is mail-in voting. More Americans are voting by mail. Do you notice how he said it? Like, this is this wonderful thing?
Yeah.
It's not. It's not a wonderful thing. Because mail-in balloting is subject to fraud and higher rejection rates. Oh, my gosh. Joe, we're definitely getting into conspiracy. It's a conspiracy. It's happening now. I can see the leftists. The diapers are being wet. They have to clean themselves up. Where would you get this crazy idea, this conspiracy theory, that mail-in balloting is prone to error and fraud? The New York Times. The New York Times. Yeah, look at that. They actually wrote a piece about it back in 2012 about mail-in and absentee balloting. Why did they do it? Because back in 2012, large numbers of people who voted by mail and absentee were either military or older folks. And they skew military. Oh, Republican. Yeah, Republican. That's right. So New York Times had a big beef with it back then. But now that the Democrats have pushed for mass mail-in balloting, all the stories they wrote about error and fraud, all of a sudden, if you mention them, it's a conspiracy theory. Strange. Here's the article right here. Adam Liptak, October 6, 2012. I'm never going to let this piece go. Error and fraud at issue as absentee voting rises. This is the New York Times, baby. Quote. Here's a quote from the Times article. Here's the conspiracy theory. Yet votes cast by mail are less likely to be counted, more likely to be compromised, and more likely to be contested than those votes cast in a voting booth. Statistics show. Oh, really? Election officials reject almost 2% of ballots cast by mail, and that's double the rate for in-person voting. The more people you force to vote by mail, Mr. Sancho said, the more invalid ballots you will generate. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the New York Times. So we know, because quoting the New York Times, we know that the statistics show that fraud and errors are increased dramatically. Matter of fact, they're double for mail-in balloting. And yet Biden wants more. And he wants extended counting periods after Election Day. Why would you want that?
Catch-up time.
Yeah, right, right. Because you want error and fraud. That's why. Just listen to them. Just listen to them. They will always out themselves because they can't stop bragging about this. Biden could have just shut his mouth about it last night. He had to bring it up because they don't see any opposition to this plan, because they know that the media, if you mention fraud and error rates being double for mail-in balloting, they know the media will back them up and call you a conspiracy theorist, because they don't think we remember where they talked about it back in 2012. If you want to know what devious schemes and scams are up to, just listen to them.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to The Dan Bongino Show wherever you get your podcasts.